Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 10 verses 38 to 42. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speaking. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the anniversary of the death of a very close friend of mine, Father Carson Champlin, a Dominican from the Chicago province, who died on October the 7th. Carson really is responsible for my being a preacher on the team. I honour him today among the saints. Also today is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And one of the good blessings that Pope John Paul II gave us was a new set of mysteries for the Rosary. What he did by doing that good deed was to allow us to make up our own mysteries as well. And I would like to suggest that today's gospel would be a wonderful mystery for us to use as a mystery of the Rosary. Martha, Mary, and Jesus. Sadly, we're good at labelling people. One false step can wreck a person's life. Poor Martha could vouch for this. She doesn't deserve the bad name she gets from today's gospel. Women get labelled as Marthas because they don't seem as clever as Marys. Their abilities are considered more practical than intellectual. But the facts tell a very different story. Martha was a giant in the early church. Apart from Peter, the only person credited with acknowledging Jesus as Christ, the Son of the living God, before his resurrection. When Jesus said, "Mary has chosen the better part and it won't be taken from her," he was talking about the here and now, not saying that Mary was more clever than Martha. She intuited that Jesus needed someone to talk to more than something to eat at that moment. Like all of us, he had needs, and Mary listened to him vent about his frustrations. We have a habit of giving people undeserved labels. One angry outburst, and we can spend years trying to change people's interpretation of our character. This can happen in families, as it obviously happened with Martha and Mary. "She's leaving me all on my own to get you something to eat. Tell her to help me." The implication is that Mary always gets away with it. Martha can teach us a lesson today. Don't be quick to judge, but rather very quick and eager to recognize one another's talents. Thank you.